Hello there. This is your Daily Lift from the Gospel Broadcasting Network. Perhaps you have heard the cliche that refers to the last man standing. Normally, the last man standing would be considered the winner in a fight of many participants. I would not want to compare Christian living to a free-for-all, knock-down, drag-out, fist-fighting, roadhouse brawl. However, one who would be faithful to God will be faced with temptations from various sources and in many ways. To be left figuratively standing after facing off against the foes of righteousness is a spiritual accomplishment to be admired, and many fail at the challenge. For this reason, the Apostle Paul wrote in 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 12, that a man who thought he stood should take heed, lest he fall. Very apparently, the challenge to be the last man standing after a confrontation with the devil may be greater than that for which many have prepared themselves. At verse 13, Paul went on to explain that temptation is that which is common to every man. Therefore, there is no one who has not been tempted of the devil to transgress. Fortunately, Paul assured us that God will prevent Satan from tempting us to the extent that we are overcome and forced into the unholy against our will. Therefore, we are given to understand that anyone who wants to defeat the devil can defeat the devil. Since God disallows Satan from overpowering our own will, we, therefore, are left to stand or fall according to our own choice. With this in mind, consider the words of Paul at Galatians chapter 5. At verse 1, he encouraged the brethren to stand fast in the liberty wherewith Christ has made us free, and be not entangled again in the yoke of bondage. Even the liberated must be bound by law, else they lose their own liberty and begin even to invade the liberty of others. He who is truly free submits gladly to the will of Christ, realizing that it is only in him that a man can possibly stand against the wiles of the devil. He who has fallen spiritually has fallen indeed. I want to be left standing as the devil falls in defeat. Don't you? May God bless you, and may you have a great day.